Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the future of Ohio's wetlands. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Lake Erie was declared dead in the 1960s. It was so overrun by pollutants that dead fish littered the shores and the adjoining Cuyahoga River caught fire. Those bodies of water are a lot healthier now, and that has to do with the Clean Water Act, which established rules in 1972 to regulate water pollution. But this week, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency rolled back some of those rules, narrowing protections for wetlands to comply with a recent Supreme Court decision. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports on what that might mean for the future of water in Ohio.
The summer air is hot and sticky and buzzing with insects as Devin Schenk leads the way through a field of chin-high grass on the side of a rural road.
We're walking over to the stream area. This all was agriculture land that we're converting into forest.
Schenk manages the Nature Conservancy's mitigation program. Basically, he helps restore ecosystems like this one in Adams County on the southern edge of Ohio. A few minutes later, we reach our destination.
We're standing where a field was, and now, you know, we're in inches of water.
This is a wetland.
Wetlands are referred to as nature's kidney because of the way they filter out pollutants.
So this sloppy, squishy mud pool actually purifies the groundwater beneath it. And when it makes its way back into the nearby stream and eventually the Ohio River, it's cleaner than it was before. Amelia Harris, a restoration ecologist, points to another wetland close by.
It may not look like it, but another one of our wetlands, the restoration wetlands, is kind of up on that hill.
But unlike the first, this one is not directly connected to a stream. And that small distinction now makes a world of difference. That's because in its recent decision, Sackett versus the Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Clean Water Act only applies to wetlands with a continuous surface connection to U.S. waters, navigable bodies of water that extend through multiple states, like the Ohio River. Under this interpretation, Harris estimates 45 million acres of wetlands, including this one up on the hill, could lose federal protection. And while they may not be connected to a larger body of water on the surface, they still replenish the groundwater underneath.
To say that all of these other features aren't important and aren't worthy of oversight is really disturbing.
But not everyone agrees. The Ohio Farm Bureau argues those federal regulations went too far. They submitted an amicus brief along with other farm bureaus that was cited in the Supreme Court's final decision. Leah Curtis is the Ohio Farm Bureau's policy counsel. She says the court's decision makes it easier for landowners and farmers to determine what is or isn't federally protected.
I think people generally want to do the right thing. And when those regulations are clear and they can understand clearly how they apply to them, then they can do that.
And she points out, Ohio still has its own statewide protections for wetlands.
So, you know, what's happening in Ohio is going to be a lot different water-wise than what happens in Arizona. And so having that differentiation, having those states be able to make those determinations can make for a better experience for everybody because they are that more local agency.
Only about half of states have their own protections for wetlands. And after the Supreme Court decision, North Carolina's legislature rolled back its wetlands protections. Devin Schenk worries that could happen in Ohio, too. But even if it doesn't, pollution from other states can make its way into Ohio water.
Our streams and wetlands don't care about political boundaries.
14 states drain into the Ohio River. And without federal protections for isolated wetlands, Schenk says the weakest state laws could have ripple effects in Ohio and beyond. In Adams County, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.